This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Can I start this one, Dave? Because I was watching that Liverpool City game, and it was a fantastic game, one of the most enjoyable games I remember for a long time, and Liverpool were fantastic. But I can't believe the stick City have got, because for long periods I thought they were sensational too. Yeah, I know the manager's had all kinds of stick from the pros about the naivety of his selections, and they were open at the back and companies not getting any cover from his midfield, blah-de-blah-de-blah. But whenever they attacked, I was watching it with my hands over my eyes. I thought they looked sensational going forward. And I think they will absolutely murder Leicester on Wednesday night. I, reports of their demise have been greatly exaggerated. Because from what I saw on Sunday, I think I'm in a minority of one in saying this. But I thought City were great. I really did. I'm going to back them on all kinds of handicaps this weekend. City minus two goals is almost 2-1, 17-10. I'm going to put my betting boots on, the ones with the high heels, and I'm going to lump on that all day long.
Man City minus three, incidentally, is 4-1 in the matchup. I think you are, Derek. I think you are in the minority of one, because a lot of people, Lee, thought that Liverpool completely dominated that match and overran Manchester City in midfield in particular. Coutinho was outstanding. I know Coutinho is a player you love, Derek. He was outstanding again, wasn't he?
What a player. He's everything that you want in a footballer. He is a proper player. Now, I noticed that I don't think Hill's an issue in prices. I noticed that Harry Kane is 1-3 favourite with somewhere around to be the young PFA Young Player of the Year. But Jesus Christ, Coutinho's got to be in with a shout of beating him, hasn't he? If he's 1-3 Kane, what price is Coutinho? Got to be at least fives, I would imagine. Got to be worth a bet.
Lee?
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't entirely disagree with what Derek's saying. They look lazy to me. That's what they look like. They look like they're a bit tired. Look like they'd had a hard week and Liverpool were just too fresh for them. Seems a strange thing to say when Liverpool have been back to Turkey and back and only got back at 4:30 in the morning on the Friday. But Liverpool have got a younger team.
Yeah. They've got a younger team, haven't they? And I think for the first time, we saw Yaya Toure really being exposed by Jordan Henderson. I thought that was a key battle in that matchup, and Henderson looked like he is the younger of the two players. He looked fresher, fitter, and more energised in that matchup, and I think he dominated that midfield battle.
Yeah. The other thing is that when they were showing the analysis of the match today, and they showed a few examples where the midfield three or four, if you include all four of them, had pushed up but hadn't got back, then he showed us it didn't happen like every minute of the game, did it? It happened on certain occasions, and that's when Liverpool had opportunities, understandably. But I just think it was a little bit lazy from Man City. I agree with Eric, though, about this. You know, this is a great game for them to get back on track. You know, Leicester have conceded two at Everton, two at Villa, two at Arsenal, three at Man U, two at Liverpool, two at West Ham, two at Villa again in the Premier League, three at QPR. You know, I could go on. You know, they're one of the worst teams in the division for allowing shots on goal away from home. We know Man City, one of the best teams in front of goal and creating chances. I think City will have a field day. And I think Aguero will be the chief protagonist in that. 14-1 for a Sergio Aguero hat-trick. I like that. I think Leicester will set up to try and stifle them with that 5-4-1 system. It ain't working. You know, Leicester don't need points. They need 3 points. They don't need a point. I mean, they need 3 points. So if they are ambitious and go for it, I think it'll be even worse for them. I'm looking at Man City getting back on track here. The problem with them is that they're very slow starters. That's they always like...
Well, against Newcastle, their last home game, they came out the chaps flying.
Well, they got that penalty early on, and then they just collapsed, didn't they, Newcastle? I need that to happen again. I need them to start quick. I think they probably will do. I think they'll have been stung into action because realistically now the title's over with, and they just need to get some confidence going before they have to play Barcelona again. And they've got two games. They've got this game, and then they've got Burnley away. It's a really good couple of games to get the confidence going, get some goals in the bag, and then go into Barcelona firing. Remember, they only beat them 1-0, Man City at Leicester. So Leicester did a bit of a job on them then. Couldn't quite see it out. I think they'll win and win comfy here. Like Derek said, all the handicaps. And I'll go for Sergio Aguero at 14s for the hat-trick.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.